Trump, Jerome too late Powell refuses to cut rates, costing U.S. hundreds of billions in interest. By Sean Moran on January 29, 2026. President Donald Trump on Thursday wrote that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has refused to cut interest rates, which is hurting the American economy and costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars in interest expense. The president wrote on Truth Social. Jerome too late Powell again refused to cut interest rates, even though he has absolutely no reason to keep them so high. He is hurting our country and its national security. We should have a substantially lower rate now that even this moron admits inflation is no longer a problem or threat. He is costing America hundreds of billions of dollars a year in totally unnecessary and uncalled for interest expense. Because of the vast amounts of money flowing into our country because of tariffs, we should be paying the lowest interest rate of any country in the world. Trump blasted the Federal Reserve chair one day after the Fed held interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, with officials pointing to signs of economic stabilization as they signaled a pause in monetary easing. "We saw data coming in which suggests some signs of stabilization. I wouldn't go too far with that," Powell said during his press conference, adding that economic activity has clearly improved since late last year. The president continued on Truth Social. "Most of these countries are low interest rate paying cash machines, thought of as elegant, solid, and prime, only because the USA allows them to be. The tariffs being charged to them, while bringing in dollar billions to us, still allows most of them to have a significant trade surplus, though much smaller, with our beautiful, formerly abused country. In other words, I have been very nice, kind, and gentle to countries all over the world. With a mere flip of the pen, dollar billions more would come into the USA, and these countries would have to go back to making money the old-fashioned way, not on the back of America. I hope they all appreciate, although many don't, what our great country has done for them. The Fed should substantially lower interest rates, now. Tariffs have made America strong and powerful again, far stronger and more powerful than any other nation." Trump added, "Commensurate with this strength, both financial and otherwise, we should be paying lower interest rates than any other country in the world. Thank you for your attention to this matter. President Donald J. Trump."